Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
That city, I see the lights so faintly shining as we're moving toward the shore. Sometimes I think I hear singing as saints are dreaming of that day. It brings a thrill to my spirit, for heaven can't be far away. We can't be far from that city, for I can see walls of jasper, the gates of pearl are swinging open, leading to the streets of gold. Saints of every land are shouting,
heaven's choir has started singing.
This old body is feeling sweet release. Heaven can't be far away.
Oh, what a sight, what a reunion, as precious loved ones are reunited. I see my mother, there's my father, they're rejoicing around the throne. Now all the angels, well, they're crying holy as Gabriel's horn is about to play. Oh, my steps, they're getting lighter, for heaven can't be far.
Far from that city,
for I can see
walls of jasper,
the gates of pearl
are swinging open, leading to the streets of gold. Saints of every land are shouting,
and heaven's choir has started singing.
This old body is feeling sweet release. Heaven can't be far away.
Saints of every land are shouting,
and heaven's choir has started singing. This old
body is feeling sweet.
It's a very poignant reminder, heaven can't be far away. And if you're ready to meet Jesus Christ, We can step into his presence at any moment. There is no guarantee of tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Or he may come after his bride at any moment. The Bible tells us that we do not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. So we need to be ready for that. And that's the purpose of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, to get people ready for eternity. So thanks so much for listening today, and I hope you enjoy the program. It's going to be a bit different this week and next week, as I will be playing a dramatization of what it will be like to make that crossing into heaven. It's called Flight Final. I've played it before on the program, and I hope you enjoy it again this time. Don't forget to pray for me as I am in revival meetings, May 3 and 4, Canaan, West Virginia. I'll be speaking at a pastor's and wife's retreat there. Then May 5 to 8, Stonewood, West Virginia, Congregational Missionary Church. Then May the 12th, our annual trip to High Point, North Carolina, to be with our dear friends at Charity Baptist Church. If you live in the Greensboro, High Point area, I hope you'll join us. Be there Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's at Charity Baptist Church, May the 12th. And then finishing out the month of May 17 to 19, Mercer, Pennsylvania, at Wayside Community Church. So do pray for me as I travel and as I'm involved in these revival meetings. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for the way that you have provided for the Lights of Spiritual Guidance across the years, the way you've blessed our lives with wonderful people who believe in what we're trying to do with this radio program. Thank you for the vision my father had back in 1937 when he put this program on the air for the very first time. And I pray that you would continue to use it to reach the lost, to encourage the Christian. We love you today, Father. I pray for those who are sick and shut in. We have some of our supporters and listeners who are getting way up in years, and I pray that you would be with those folks. Just heard of a longtime supporter that passed away recently, and I pray, Father, that you would be with that family. We love you today, and we thank you for your goodness in our lives. I ask and pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't forget to write me. I need to hear from you so I can stay on your radio station. The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Thanks so much for doing that.
Many times in my childhood, we'd travel so far. By nightfall, how weary I'd grow. Father's arms would slip round me and gently say, "My child, we're going home. Going home, I'm going home. There's nothing hold me here. I caught a glimpse of that heavenly land. Praise God, I'm going home. Now the twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. I get homesick the farther I roam. But the Father has led me each step of the way, and now me to hold me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Evangel speaking to you from the terminal of life near the gate of death, where along with many others, we will shortly be boarding the Interworld Airlines flight FINAL for the New Jerusalem. This is the very first time that anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe the flight of a departed soul and relay the information so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly journey. The terminal is very crowded today, and we are told that this is not at all unusual, for eventually all people of all nations will pass through this point of separation.
Your attention, please.
Let's listen to the dispatcher.
Interworld Airlines flight FINAL, non-stop supersonic service to the New Jerusalem, is now ready for boarding at the gate of death. Passengers holding confirmed reservations for this flight may proceed immediately to this gate through the blood-sprinkled concourse. Because the exact time of departure is uncertain, you are urged to remain ready at any moment. Thank you.
The crowd seems to be milling about, most everyone talking, some praying, some laughing, with only a few people acting as if they were paying any attention to the announcement. They are making ready to leave on this flight. Who are these that were listening to the dispatcher and responding? Well, with close observation, we notice that each one of them has a ticket in his hand. Sir, could I see your ticket for just a moment so that I can tell our audience about it? Thank you. It says, issued from Mount Calvary by the chief agent, the Holy Spirit, and it has been officially stamped with the blood of Jesus Christ. Here you are, sir. Thanks again. God bless you. I notice, too, that each of the ticket holders is carrying his own baggage. I'm told each one is furnished with the baggage of grace and godliness. No sad faces seem to be here to enter the gate of death. Everybody is beaming. One of the passengers seems to be singing. Let's walk along with the portable microphone and see if we can pick up just a little of his song of praise.
Swing open wide. And when I've passed this veil of sorrow, I'll dwell upon the other side. Someday, beyond the reach of mortal kin, someday, God only knows just where. Shall go to dwell on Zion's hill.
Our singing passenger pauses for just a moment, perhaps thinking about the gates of pearl that will soon be swinging open wide for him.
He, the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in, for he purchased my redemption and forgave me all.
ladies and gentlemen, darkness seems to be falling about us as the passengers approach the gate of death. But everyone keeps moving along at a steady pace, as if there were a guiding light. For they are proceeding without fear of any kind. Friends and loved ones standing about in the terminal of life gather around the gate now, extending their hands and bidding farewell. For those left behind, the parting is a sorrowful one. After all, for some, this is the last time they will ever see their loved ones. But for others, those already making preparations, this is only temporary, and their departure time is not too far away. And now, if you listen, you can hear a comforting song of farewell from the passengers. Looking forward to a reunion in heaven, now respond with a verse of commitment. After bidding farewell to loved ones and friends, the passengers show their tickets to the angel who waits at the gate of death. The air is getting a bit chilly on the ramp as the gate opens, but the warmth of peace and hope in the hearts of the passengers seems to produce great calmness as they enter the plane. Let's take just a moment and attempt to describe this unusual aircraft. It's a large, glowing, and resplendent airliner, and I must say unlike anything we have ever seen before. Its beauty and splendor actually defy description. It's surrounded by a brightly shining heavenly light. Red letters, symbolizing the blood of Christ, read Interworld Airlines. I am entering the plane now, along with the passengers, and we are greeted by our stewardess. She seems to be checking something. Just a moment. The crowd is all around her. Oh, yes, she is rechecking their tickets. I'm trying to figure out what she's going to do with the small two-edged sword she's carrying. She reaches out, and she has cut all earthly burdens from their backs. We should have known. After all, where these are going, earthly burdens can never come. As the passengers are comfortably seated, they can hear the plane motors as they are each one fired in order. The first two are already running. Now three. And now four. They are taxiing out to the runway for takeoff. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, these preparations have all taken place in but a twinkling of an eye.
Welcome aboard Interworld Airlines, flight FINAL, non-stop supersonic service to the New Jerusalem. Your captain is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am your chief stewardess, the Angel of Mercy. You will find your seatbelt in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Fasten your seatbelts, please.
As the plane leaves the Earth, many of the passengers turn their heads to look out the window. For here on Earth, they leave many things that they will never see again. There's the hospital, the funeral coach, the cemetery. To all of these, they bid farewell.
Attention, please. I am thy captain. The flight thou art making today is the same which Abraham, Moses, John, Peter, Paul, and all of earth's redeemed before thee have made. Enoch and Elijah joined us in mid-flight without passing through the gate of death. We shall be flying today at altitudes unlimited and at a speed never known to thee before. Flying time to the New Jerusalem is not considered, for thou art now in the realm known as eternity, where time is no more. As we left the earth, the weather was stormy with heavy overcast. But the report from the New Jerusalem is, as it always will be, a beautiful day without a cloud.
The plane is continuing upward now, piercing through the stratosphere at a speed which must be unknown to man. As we peer through the window, we can see that it has just passed many of the distant stars. At least they were distant as far as Earth is concerned. We are now far beyond the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, and the Milky Way.
Look, over there!
Oh, see!
Directly in front of us now, there's a dazzling light. It must be brighter than the sun, and it certainly is stirring up some excitement here in the cabin of the plane. The passengers recognize it as their destination as we get closer. It's a wonderful moment in this plane. The sights are just fantastic. The plane is now coming in over the New Jerusalem, and the passengers can see clearly the outlay of this beautiful city.
Thy captain again. As we fly over the holy city, let me point out some things of interest thou hast read in the Holy Bible. First, the great and high wall that thou seest completely surrounds the four-square city. The wall is of jasper with 12 choice stones in its foundation. Just ahead are three beautiful gates. There are three of these gates on each side of the city. 12 gates are 12 pearls, each gate a pearl. They are not shut at all by day, for there is no night here. Just below us now is the river of life, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the golden streets of the city and on either side of the river is the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruits. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. I am sure thou hast already noticed that the entire city is full of light, like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Though it is full day, there is no sun. This city hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God doth lighten it. The Lamb of God is the light hereof. The approach is clear for an immediate landing at New Jerusalem's Victory Field.
The plane is landing now, approaching the runway. And a smooth landing it is.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship, and if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. I hope you'll tune in next week at this same time, and in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.